Good morning, this is Chris with your daily Bible reading from the Gateway Church. Today I am reading from Psalm number 14. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will evildoers never learn? Those who devour my people as men eat bread and who do not call on the Lord? There they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. I wonder how many fools we've met in our lives. I'm thinking particularly those fools that have turned their back on God, who don't want to know Jesus. What do we make of such people? Have you ever been one of those fools? Have you been an intellectual seeker? Have you been a practical atheist? Have you indulged in self-destructive habits or ideas or thoughts? Have you had lots and lots of relationships? What tempts you to think there is no God? Does distance from God affect your behaviour? I know for a fact that if I miss too many Sundays at church, I start to grow distant in my friendship and my relationships. Coming close to God is a good thing. The Bible says, come close to God and he will come close to you. So let's all look out today to see ways that we can come closer to God through prayer, through Bible reading, and in our own relationships with those that we meet. Do you have a part of your life that runs without regard for God? Or do you put God at the centre of everything? Foolish people would not have God in their lives. Wise people have God at the centre of their lives. Where will you put your faith to work today? Lord Jesus, help us today not to have any foolish ways in us, but to centre you in our lives, to make you our all, to serve you and love you for the benefit of others and for your glory. Help each of us to take today and put our faith to work in good ways for the furtherance of your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Amen.